Hello, VoiceTubers! It's me, Celeste, and welcome to our pronunciation challenge for the day. Today, we will be talking about finding your talent and perhaps overcoming the obstacles during that process. I remember when I was a kid, well, to be more precise, a middle school student, I had a really hard time studying. 我国中的时候真的是念书念得非常痛苦. I was always at the bottom of my class. I had terrible grades except for English and Mandarin, obviously. And my parents were really disappointed at me for being, as I quote, a failure and an embarrassment to the family. Yep, those were some really harsh stuff to deal with. Every night, my dad would sit with me at the dining table and make me rewrite all my math and chemistry tests, meanwhile yelling at me and telling me how much I suck, until I get those problems solved. By the time I finished, it was already past midnight. So apparently, this didn't work because I hated math and chemistry even more, my grades got worse, and I started to feel like an actual failure with no talent at all. So here's a shout out to all the parents out there. Don't ever think that degrading or shaming your children will somehow motivate them, unless your parenting goal is to ruin their self-esteem. So I believe many of you have all struggled through finding the way towards your dream, and today's video might give you some motivation and inspiration to keep moving forward. But as always, before we check out this video, let's take a look at our sentence. All that I had was this crushing sense of being adrift at sea and not knowing how to get back to shore. Okay, one more time. All that I had was this crushing sense of being adrift at sea and not knowing how to get back to shore. 好的,今天的句子比较短,所以我只会把它分成三个段落。第一段是 All that I had was this, 后面可以稍微停顿一下下就好,不用太久。 接下来是 crushing sense of being adrift at sea， 这一段是第二段，因为它后面接了一个 and， 所以第三段就会是 and not knowing how to get back to shore， 是不是很简单呢？ 好，那我们接下来就看到发音的部分。首先开头的 all that I had， that 的 t 结尾要跟下一个 i 连音，那它的 t 你可以弱化变成 that I， that I， all that I had。 好，那接下来的 was this 这个念快一点的话，会有一点 was 跟 th 的音合并在一起的感觉。was this all that I had was this， 诶，怎么念久了有一点大舌头的感觉。OK，anyways， 接下来的 crushing sense of being adrift at sea， 这边的 adrift at sea， 它的 adrift 跟 at 也可以连音连在一起。 然后 adrift， 它虽然是 a 开头，可是它念起来是 a 的音 adrift。 好，那它的下一段 and not knowing how to get back to shore， 这边 最后一段的开头是 and 嘛，那 and 我们就可以念成 n 的音，或者是你想要很清楚的念 and 也没有问题。好 ，and not knowing 这边的 not 它可以 t 可以弱化不念 not knowing。 Not knowing， 那最后面比较 tricky 是 how to get back to shore， 这边有两个 to， 那当你的语速比较快的时候，这些 to 就会变音变成 t 或者是 d 的音，比如说第一个是 how to， 它的 to 就有点变成 d 开头了 how to get back， 然后最后两个字就是 to shore， 那这边的 to 就有点像 t 的音，所以最后一段念起来就会是 and how to get back to shore。 那么我们整句再重新念一次，就是 all that I had was this crushing sense of being adrift at sea and not knowing how to get back to shore。 好，那接下来我们就看到单字的部分喽。首先第一个单字是 adrift。Adrift 本来是漂流的意思，那它之后就延伸成随波逐流或者是漫无目的的。 For example, he felt isolated and adrift, which made his depression even worse. 他感到被孤立，而且漂泊无依，这让他的忧郁症变得更严重了。好，那我们接下来看到第二个单字是sense。 Sense 是感觉或者是理解的意思，那它也有理智或者是含义的意思。我在这边先跟大家讲一下，就是我单字的排序这次并没有按照它句子里面的出现顺序，所以大家 Mingya, OK? 好，那我们回到 sense 这个字。Sense 它的用途真的是非常广哦。我们可以说 It makes no sense, 就是这完全没有道理啊。或者是也可以说 A sense of humor, 就是幽默感。那如果你要形容那种知觉方面的呢，你就可以说 Sense of taste, 就是味觉。Sense of smell, 就是嗅觉。For example, She lost her sense of smell after that nose job. I knew it was a bad idea. 她做完隆鼻手术之后就失去嗅觉了。我就知道这不是个好主意。所以这边的 nose job 就是隆鼻手术。那另一个字可以形容隆鼻手术就是 rhinoplasty。rhinoplasty。Rhinoplasty 比较像是专有名词，就是鼻造型术。那么它的拼法就是 R-H-I-N-O， 前面的 rhino 是那个动物嘛，然后后面是 plasty，P-L-A-S-T-Y， 它结合成一个字是 rhinoplasty。Rhinoplasty。好，接下来我们看到第三个单字就是 crushing。Crushing。Crushing 是非常严重的意思。For example, the crushing pressure he experienced every day at the workplace eventually brought him down. 他每天在职场经历的庞大压力终于把他击垮了。所以 bring somebody down 就是把谁谁谁击垮的意思。好，那今天的最后一个单字就是 shore。shore。Shore 是岸边或者是冰的意思，那个冰，三点水的冰。那for example, nearly 1 million tons of marine debris were brought to the shore, destroying the natural habitat. 将近1公吨的海洋废弃物被冲到海岸上，破坏自然生态。所以句子里面的 debris 它就是废弃物或者是残骸的意思。那这个字它的最后一个字母 s 不会发音，这是因为它是源自于法文。那在法文的规则里面，通常子音在后面都是不发音的，所以它被沿用至英文的时候，它的 s 也一样是不发音，就变成 debris， 或者是另一种念法是 debris， 其实都可以。All right, so I guess that's all for today. 那么在结束之前，我想要邀请大家一起留言分享自己在人生中比较迷惘，或者是你在追梦啊，改变自己的时候，有没有遇到什么挫折，或是任何值得开心或难过的事都可以分享。像我自己就对这部影片的中文标题非常非常有共鸣，因为我知道自己没有别人聪明，所以我就真的只能加倍努力。虽然有时候还是会想偷懒看个 Netflix 啦。那么我在开头 introduction 的时候有提到，我国中的时候其实念书念得非常痛苦，所以当时就有一点轻微的忧郁症，就是 depression。 那我也是有求助学校的辅导室，这些事情我父母至今都还不知道。不过现在回头看那段过去，我其实还蛮庆幸它有发生的，因为这样子我才能不断鞭策自己，让自己更好。而且更值得开心的是，我也因为那样找到自己真正的兴趣。既然我无法战胜数理，那我就只能从文科发展， OK， 也就是语文类啦。好，所以我觉得这都是人生中的各个阶段，我们也只有在回头看那段过去的时候才会知道，哦，原来现在会这个样子都是因为之前发生过了哪些事情，做了什么样的决定才造就现在的我们。所以我也想要邀请你们一起分享自己的心路历程或者是自己的故事。那么规则是这样子的，我会在底下的留言里面挑一个人的故事，然后在下一集的 Pronunciation Challenge 里面念出来分享给大家，那也会做一些自己的回应跟自己看完这个故事之后的一些想法。不过记得你的留言一定也要有你的录音，就是你的 Pronunciation Challenge 的那个录音才会被我选中哦。 OK， 那最后不知道我有没有跟你们提过我一直奉为人生守则的一句话，就是 fake it until you make it。 如果想要成功，就必须假装你已经成功的模样。我个人就是非常相信这句话。 Alright, so don't forget to also leave a recording for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next Tuesday. 我很期待你们的分享哦。如果真的想不到要讲什么的话，也可以问我一些问题，我都很愿意回答。 So I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Goodbye!